a little bit of everything and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Off we go. Thursday morning, it's 9:26. A little late, but that's all right.
I can talk now?
You can. You're
allowed. I've got the talking stick.
It's your segment. You are holding the talking stick.
It's an absolutely fabulous joke that probably no one apart from you and I gets.
Indians understand it.
Okay.
They're the ones who started it, right?
Oh, I thought it started in Absolutely Fabulous. I didn't realize it goes back to India.
Why do you think it's Talking Stick Arena? Do you think they named it after AbFab?
No, I hadn't thought that through. But do they
only
have,
you and John get it.
Do they have that?
Well, he knows what I'd get as the Absolutely Fabulous reference.
Thing. That's on Netflix. Right, yeah. You can look at that. But no, I see. There I was thinking Joanna Lumley created
right,
it.
No,
oh,
wrong.
So it's
although
not
very funny when she does it.
It's not just only been around since about 1999.
No,
then
when the Brits decided to commandeer talking sticks.
Yeah,
no, it was long before that.
Oh,
we have arenas
centuries.
And casinos. Yeah, talking sticks.
Oh.
It's the talking.
See your apartment once in a while.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Come on, man.
Shut up, Eric.
We've started good.
Yeah.
Canfield is here. Ian Canfield in the morning on Thursdays. Back to try to just salvage a little bit of pride
by the way, that morning show,
almost defunct for one full year.
You what? Oh, yeah.
You're there. One more month, and it'll be a year anniversary. We should just have some sort of celebration.
What, to me being free of that show, being able to come on here? And
let's not act like this is like part of the plan. You didn't map this out.
I'm sure you love that pay cut.
I didn't map this out. No, that's true.
This was certainly not like, I'll tell you what, after a year, I'll get fired, get half my pay diced out, and that'll show them. I'll show them what I meant about morning shows.
What I wanted.
Take that, consultant. I didn't listen to a word of it.
No, it certainly wasn't part of the plan, but this bit is definitely more fun. And also,
there's a silver lining.
It definitely was a silver lining and resonates so much. Yeah. And I don't want to go back to the anal sex chat last week, but...
Well, you brought it
well,
up.
Well, you know. So we had this whole segment, if you weren't listening last week, about Brady and his wife and so on and so forth.
Right, we talked about this morning. It still hasn't happened.
Oh, you're still talking about
it? Well, it's still, she's still got stonewalled.
It makes me realize what a strange world radio is, because I come in here, right, and I feel comfortable talking about anything, and we kind of do talk about anything. There's no barriers. But I've been looking at maybe buying a place, and I met up with a realtor last Thursday.
What? Oh, you know Eric's a realtor.
Yeah, that would mean I have to spend more than an hour with him a week.
That's all right.
In weird empty homes.
I don't want to go with him to AJ Trailer Park.
No, it's not good. You know, I mean, I did have this conversation with his wife back before Christmas, and she said, "Look, if you deal with us, I'll make sure Eric doesn't have to be part of it."
Right.
And she said, "She did. Yeah. She actually
tempting.
Said because you know I'm aware that if you're buying a place, there's a ton of paperwork, and she was more than happy to add the clause: you will not have to speak to my husband for more than 1 hour a week.
She learned that at a Rich Dad Poor Dad seminar.
Right.
Oh, God.
So
let's not get into
drop dead weight is what the category was.
She was, honestly, and she seems lovely. And I was like, maybe, but you'd have to guarantee I don't have to talk to Eric. And also, they're called ELO team. Unless it was Jeff Lynne doing the open houses, I'm kind of out.
Right. Well, we could play the music while she takes you out.
Imagine if Jeff Lynne like walked in and was like, Alexa, play Mr. Blue Sky. Show them how lovely this house is. So basically, I can't remember your wife's name, but Eric's wife, if you're listening, if you can guarantee that I don't have to talk to Eric and Jeff Lynne will turn up and play Mr. Blue Sky on Alexa, then we might have a working relationship.
Her name is Lisa.
Demands.
Lisa is the person.
Oh, Lisa, yes.
Yeah. Very lovely lady.
Lovely Lisa.
Can't figure her out.
No, neither can I. I think she's starting to figure it out because she's already offering like, do business with me and you don't have to speak to my husband, even though apparently they're part of the team. So anyway, here's the thing. So I go see my realtor, who bizarrely is also called Lisa, last Thursday.
Really?
Right? Yeah.
Is that just his stage name or?
Maybe it is. Well, I have this whole theory that the place that I'm really keen on might be a whole stage thing like some sort of dark movie, but we'll get to that in a minute.
Here we go.
So I go meet up with her and, the first thing she says is, it's right what you said. You on KUPD is very different to you on Alt-AZ. And I was like, yeah. And then she goes, by the way, if the tip on anal is just the tip. You're not the expert you claimed you were.
Wow!
And I'm like,
this is the real estate agent.
And I'm like, and this is where I realized that radio is a funny world because we probably spent about 30 minutes on that last week
on the tip.
Yeah, on the tip.
I hope this wasn't your first meeting.
No, this is like the third meeting. But anyway. And I was like, suddenly I'm very uncomfortable having this conversation with the realtor.
Right.
Whereas about 7 hours previously, I had it with a bunch of people and broadcast it on Phoenix's number one morning show. And it's just really bizarre that so the realtor's, and it kind of made me paranoid. Like the next day, I went and used the self-service checkout at Fry's because I was thinking, what if the lady goes, oh, you're the guy who goes on KUPD, by the way, about the anal sex chat.
You're crazy about the tip.
And I don't want to have that conversation with any random people out on the street around Phoenix, but yet we had it for 30 minutes.
And then the
on
bagger
this show.
at the grocery store. You know what? You're going to focus too much on the tip.
You listen to unbelievable.
Exactly. So I said, look, okay, let me critique this condo, and you stop critiquing my anal sex tips.
Did she say that?
This is a bedroom where you can do that weird anal sex thing you talk about all the time.
Around the back.
Yeah.
She, I think at one point she said, well, I'm just saying, next time it comes up, you can call me and put me on the air to discuss it. I'm like,
she's
oh
a pro.
God.
You're a real estate agent.
Wow. I could have some fun on those showings.
Eric, this has now surpassed you as people I want to buy a house from.
Right.
By like 10 splots.
I did say to her that you mentioned that, you know, you might be in the market for a condo. She's like, send him my way.
Yeah, maybe.
I know.
Oof, yeah. Baby. So that'd be pretty sweet. So I understand you like to break the ice with a little anal chat, huh? Miss Lisa.
There's a lot of good pornos that start that way.
Heck yeah.
I know. Which kind of adds to this this place that I've seen that I really like, because I've seen it like 3 times now. And I was telling John about this off air. It's partly rented and partly private owned. So they have staff on site that look after all the amenities. And that's great because it's like assisted living, but you're not pooing your pants, right? And I remember my great aunt before I moved to the States, she went into an assisted living place, right?
Right.
And if you take all the people out of it that live there, because you would never want to live with those people, I remember going to say goodbye to her, and I was wandering around going, Jesus Christ, this place is amazing.
Yeah.
I want to live somewhere like this, but without people
all
that are 80 and dribbling all the time.
Isn't that weird?
Because they put in... She's giving me this tour.
They have their own section.
The poopers?
Well, the poopers.
They'll put them in the...
Well, they'll separate them by health.
Active living.
Separate by health. Not all of them.
Well, no, this place, they weren't that far gone because she's got like her own apartment, but within this complex. And they have like a gym, and there was like a meditation room. I'm like, who's meditating?
Very nice.
Yeah, but it's great. So anyway, I was like, this is kind of like, I would love this sort of setup, because who doesn't want assisted living where you've got people to do stuff, right?
We have old people friends who have assisted living. We go there all the time. Like, this is it.
I know. So this is why I focused on this place, because I'm like, they've got all the staff, and they have, and they've got all the facilities, and I'm like, I'm wandering around, and everyone's like coming out saying hi, and it's a great place to live and everything else. And then I went in to talk to the people who run the complex, and there's like 4 of them in the office, and 2 of them said, oh, you know, we live here and we work here, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's great. And then we go to the bar opposite, I want to see what the bar's like. And everyone in the bar is saying that they live there and it's all great and everything. And this went on for like about 48 hours. And I'm like, this is the place. And then it's too long to go into, but I had to speak to a lender that they recommended.
Right.
And he seemed to be really sketchy. It was like talking to a used car
dealer. He laughed at you.
And I suddenly...
I saw your paycheck.
What happened to your old check? These are my new checks, mate. I showed them, didn't I?
Is this a smart move for you? Because didn't you just sign a contract?
Are you in a time machine that takes you back financially? Right. Can I have this or not?
Yeah,
I could. For 1 year?
Yeah, I could.
How long is your contract?
And in actual facts, I could have had somewhere that was twice as expensive.
Nice.
So anyway.
Oh, wow. Good. Swinging
there
around.
There we go.
Wow.
Bam.
Holy house poor, everybody.
Man. Yeah, that's you're going to. Be careful. That's all. Eric's saying it. And if Eric's telling you to be financially secure, be careful.
Be responsible.
He's worried about you financially.
This is the man.
1 year contract, what'd you sign?
This is the man whose wife is like, yeah, we can just cut him out.
Don't worry about it. I'll take all that. She's collecting her own pile.
And then suddenly I think to myself, is it all a bit too good? Maybe this is all a big show. Right? And then Dayton, who works here, says to me, you ever seen that movie Get Out? I think you might be living in that. And I hadn't, but it's on HBO on demand. So 2 nights ago, I go home and watch it. And if you haven't seen Get Out, it's basically this movie where everything looks amazing. And they're these people that, first of all, they think they're slaves that they're keeping in the house.
Right.
But the people, it's like they've been hypnotized. And this guy goes to visit his girlfriend's parents. And all of the people that work there, they're all like, oh, it's great here. We love being here. It's wonderful. There's a scene in it where he walks up to the gardener and he's chopping wood. And he says, oh, they got you working hard chopping the wood today. And the gardener's response is, but I'm not doing anything against my will. And I thought, oh, my God, I had that conversation with the maintenance man at this apartment complex, right? So I'm like, is it all too good to be true? And then, so I said to Lisa, my realtor, let's go back and do another viewing. And she goes, oh, there's another apartment that's become available, right? So we go into this other apartment. I'm looking, and the guy obviously still lives there. And immediately we go in there, it's like someone's died in there. I just get
there's a hole in the floor.
No. Oh, there was this thing on the wall covering a hole behind it, and it was like this kind of Indian tapestry like thing. And here's the thing, right? She's given me the spec on this place, so I'm immediately getting bad vibes, right? She's given me the spec on this place, and the first thing I notice is there's no TV, right? So the guy doesn't watch TV. I'm like, all right. But part of the agreement is if you buy this place, he's taking the ceiling fans with him. It's like, so it's a guy
there's
who doesn't. Right, exactly. He doesn't watch TV because he might not want to see a photo fit of himself on there. But he's taking the ceiling fans if you buy the place.
Wow, so, these are some good spots.
Yeah, it sounds like a nice pad.
Eric might be right.
This is just the one place.
It's only got a couple holes in the wall. Ceiling fans have to go. They're a very expensive part of the apartment.
Good luck to your realtor.
So do you have the $48 for this one?
That's the deposit.
Right, let's wait. It's not payday, is it? I'm not made of it.
So the other thing I notice is there's a family picture on the wall of this place, right? And there's probably maybe like 10 people in this picture.
One black.
Whoa. None of them are smiling.
Ooh.
Not one.
Are some of them English? Well, because they're English. They're taking English bodies. You're right. It is Get Out for the English.
It might be Get Out for the English.
They won't show their teeth.
So anyway, then I'm like, wow, could this be like Get Out? Because it all just seems like too perfect. And everyone's like, yeah, I work here and I live here and it's great. And then we go back to the bar across the road. This is a week later. I've been there once, right? The guy in the bar remembers my name and my drink. And I'm like, oh. And the realtor says, are you so crazy you think the people in the bar are in on it? And
everybody's like, in on it.
And then,
suddenly
I realize that there's a friend of a friend that's been renting in there for a bunch of years. So I call him up, right? And I'm like, give us some feedback on this place. And it's all great. But he even uses some of the same sentences that the people who were wandering around the courtyard. I'm telling you.
You don't need to be in there.
No, I'm like,
I think it's great for you.
Plus the holes in the walls. That's a dead giveaway.
Where is this government housing?
Yeah. Holes in the walls are like, let's go to another complex. I don't even want that as my neighbors. That's just that one apartment that I was looking at.
That's
too many apartments.
And then it gets even more spooky. I wake up yesterday and I'm checking the news on my phone and they've announced that they're making Get Out 2. And I'm thinking, are they filming it? And I'm in it. Is that what's going on?
Oh, it's a reality
show. What's the chances of this? They're now saying that they're making Get Out 2, and I feel
like... What would people want to get inside of an Englishman for? Because the whole point of Get Out is that these old people, always they want to relive what they can with a more athletic-type body.
Yeah.
So they take black people and they get inside of them.
Yeah.
What would an Englishman provide that I couldn't have just as a... I mean, it's like a step back.
I don't know. Good ways of making cups of tea.
Good manners. Just better manners than tea.
You know, give you the confidence to say that you once met Princess Diana. But wouldn't you just
be able to learn those things? Like what inherently is better physically about the English?
Nothing. You're asking the wrong person.
Yeah, I'm just saying nothing at all. Physically, you guys have a stupid accent.
The accent's
nice, but you can fake that.
Yeah, everyone, stupid
teeth,
accent.
You're not gonna get nice
everyone
teeth.
Loves the accent. I can't like.
Not everyone. And not every part of the English accent's good.
What do you mean?
Well, there's like, yours is tolerable, yours is a normal.
Oh, no. If you go north, I can't bear it.
Yeah, it's
and
terrible.
I can't understand them. And I don't mind because I don't want to talk to them anyway.
Right.
You want to have a conversation with someone from Manchester or Scotland, I'm like, you might as well be speaking a
you
different language.
You don't have the elegant English accent.
No, there's nothing elegant about what you're throwing
out at. That's right.
Thank
you. I didn't say you weren't elegant.
I could fake an elegant
right.
English
I can
accent.
Too. And it's like...
The one you were doing in Vegas.
Yeah.
Now, that was elegant.
It's elegant. It's beautiful.
That's just Roger Moore.
Right, but it's elegant. He has an elegant English accent.
You just yell loudly.
You're very loud.
British accent.
You're the loudest Brit I've ever... And they're very quiet people most of the time.
Yeah, because they're just reserved.
Because you don't like them. You wanted to be different.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to, you know, in my heart, I'm American.
You're almost
that's
Italian
right.
English.
So anyway, so basically what you're saying is, I think what we've deduced here is I should stay out of this apartment complex because it's not so much that they may be stealing people's brains.
It's
that they've cottoned on to the fact that they want to do it with English people, and that's just a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, how bad are their lives if they'd rather be
exactly,
English?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, my God.
Think of that.
Yeah,
that's
totally.
Terrible.
So, yes.
And there's holes in the walls.
No, that was just that one apartment.
Still, though. You've only seen two, and 50% of them have
I've seen about five in there.
And not others?
No, the others are all great.
All right.
And the people there are all great, but it is like, you know,
are they
hematized?
Aren't you? You're too old to live in apartments. Let's get you into a house.
Yeah, but this is like a house. It's like a townhouse.
It isn't, though.
I don't think.
Or they just call it a house.
I don't think you can get there.
It's like a house in the ways that a cave is like a house.
No, it's not.
You have a first floor entrance.
Get you into a nice place.
It's a townhouse. Yeah,
let's move you into a townhouse. Let's get you into a house.
We just said how much we love the idea of assisted living without the people
single family home.
What do you prequel that?
Yeah, where are you looking? Well, let's get you into a good place today.
Under 200.
Let's get you around.
I am not about to start negotiating with
112.
Under 200, huh?
Yeah, you don't want to go too crazy because this Alt DayZ thing is on its last legs.
So oh, it is, yeah. Is it?
You know, I've heard some things.
I ain't heard that.
Well, you're going to be fine. They'll move you around.
I'm sure you didn't sign a multi-year deal.
Did you sign a multi-year deal?
What's that got to do with me buying
out? Well, Eric's worried. Eric's looking at you as if he's the abrasive real estate agent that's looking at you for futures because he wants to tell the lender that you're good for it for a long time.
Yeah.
But if you've only got a one-year deal, I'm like, ugh.
As I said, the lender said everything's fine.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. Well, but you said he was shady.
But then so
he's already approved.
No. Yeah. I went to a different lender and I am already approved. But then so did the people in the complex say everything's great. And,
all right,
you know,
so you're
like get out too.
Yeah, that's too much.
So
I don't like this.
Yeah, exactly. I don't. It's really strange that the people in the bar remember everything.
125 doesn't get you a lot, does it?
The what?
125 doesn't get you a lot.
Yeah. It's nice, though. That he's got it and he's trying to have his
own. And I could fill that hole in the wall in.
Yeah.
I mean, I could take some cement and, you know, go to work on that.
You could stuff him in there and trap him in the walls and have your own get out.
I might do that just for the fun.
And you told me, you thought, let me maybe haunt
him. Oh, my God, this is another thing that's, this is so like,
God, you're so self-important.
Listen to this.
Lemmy is haunting
this is pretty good. Now, I got a call. This is from, I'll let you tell the story first. Go ahead.
I'm so self-important.
I'm disgusted.
Lemmy loved you that much, and he's going to come back and haunt you.
Look, if Lemmy's going to haunt anybody, it's going to be Ian. Because everybody else is going to be like, Lemmy, get out! Ian's like, all right, mate, you're back.
I'll pour you a drink. I remember how strong
you like Lemmy's back. This is great, Ghost Lemmy. Hey, Ian, no one will accept my ghost. Got to live with you, mate.
Hang on a minute. You know what? You're great at doing impressions, but your Lemmy is terrible.
It's great. It's great.
First of all.
Look, first off, you push back. That made you gay. I was just there. Second, it's great. And I'm a ghost now, so shut up.
It's like he talks more like this. The thing is, when you
but mine's more fun than yours. Yours is like a guy dying.
Real like, mellow. No,
that, I don't want to do that impression.
He was always mellow. He would always be like, whenever he would say like,
he was not always mellow. Listen to Ace of Spades.
Yeah, that's when he's.
I'm the talking version of Ace of Spades.
Hello, Ian.
Like you, I always used to think, oh, he's not pleased to see me because you always used to be like. But that was just the way.
But wouldn't you rather have him coming? Hello, Ian. What's up? Now drop those trousers and push back.
That's way more fun.
That's a better. That's
Why
a better
is
caricature.
That vision even in your head.
Because he said something a long time ago about when you're gay and when you're not gay. And it was your, that's what spawned the whole entire thing. He did an interview where it was like, look, I suppose you could be gay if you did that, but if you don't push back, then you're not the gay one.
Yeah.
And we ran with it for years.
He said that?
Yes, he made a joke about something about
I remember having
back.
A conversation with him once where he told me that he'd been with a transvestite and
I think that
a sex change. That was it. He'd been with a sex change, and I think he said something like, I thought if he had the guts to have his dick cut off, then I should go down there and see what it's like. Which is fair enough. I mean, that's field research, right?
Yeah.
But he would have said that like...
Oh, if he had to go through
his nobody
to
wants
cut
to
off,
hear that.
But that's what he spoke like.
But he doesn't want to do his toilet.
Anyway, yeah, I went with a sex change.
I want fun, Lemmy. I don't want dying, Lemmy.
Are you telling me that going with a sex change isn't fun? I found it fun.
So?
I mean, when you it was just that I wanted to see what it was like.
Ian, I went down and this bloke who lost his dick. It's crazy nice.
No, you want
it's just
Lemmy.
Amazing that you're like thinking this guy Lemmy. Belts out song after song.
Yeah. Here's the
and then he's like,
I'm just so sleepy.
Well, you know, he put all his energy into his performance. So offstage, he's just a bit like.
So he's haunting you.
Well, here's the thing. So I didn't think anything of this to begin with, and this is like I hadn't done an iPhone update or anything recently, but about a week ago, I got this message on my phone. So he was saved in my phone as Lem, right? And I got this message on my phone. Saying your message to Lem failed to send. And I was like, that's strange, right? And then it happened two more times the same week, right?
Right.
And I've not tried to send him a message in 2 years because he's been dead.
And stuff. Right? Right. It'd be very weird had you done that.
Exactly. Yeah. So I thought, you know, that's strange. And then I see this Instagram post yesterday from a mutual friend of ours called Billy, he's a Brit, he's a guitarist who lives in LA, right? And his Instagram post is a picture of his... five most recent received calls, and Lemmy Kilmister's in it.
Ooh.
So now who's self-important, Eric? There's two people that are both British.
So our old boss, Chuck Artiga, a week after he died, my phone rang and it was Chuck.
Really?
It was weird. I got a call from Chuck. And it was while I was on the phone with a friend of mine, Craig, telling him that Chuck had passed away.
Even after he was dead, he wanted to bull you out for something you did on
Let's talk about one. I'm like, oh, I thought you died. One last thing.
The number could be back in the system.
I was driving down your street and I saw black. I thought you should know.
Did you accept the call?
I went to answer and it had hung up. Oh. So I was like, holy cow, that's strange.
This is the thing. And the irony with Lemmy is you have no idea how hard it was to get him on the phone. Because he because he hated talking on the phone. And also because of the speed habit. Like I remember when he first got an iPhone and he was like, yeah, like you can text on it, look. But his fingers were like shaking like this and he couldn't like type out a text message because he was like. And I said,
who's in control of his estate?
I don't know if the texting's going to be for you. He left the manager's in control of the estate and he left the apartment to the girlfriend at the time.
It could be fun.
That horrible apartment with all the garbage.
No. He moved to one up the street. He moved to one on the other end of the street.
Right?
Because he had
holes in the wall.
Some bloke will buy this. I want a ceiling fans back then.
No wonder why he wants a crappy apartment.
I remember when you went into if you're talking about the one in the movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that was a rental and he rented that for like 14 years. And they had rent control in LA, so they could only put the rent up a little bit. And I remember the first time I went round there, and it's a small like one bed apartment. It's nothing
what
show
did it
busy
smell
at
like?
All. Cigarettes,
that's
obviously.
It?
Yeah, it's like you
and
just
sadness.
Can smoke Marlboro Reds.
Lots of sadness.
I remember I went in there, and he goes, you know, I mean, it's all right for a one bed. And I went, Jesus Christ, Lem, I think you've created an extra room just because there's so much junk, right? Because it was just piles of crap. I said, this is almost like a two-bed now because of all of your stuff. And I remember this is when I was living in the UK. His press person in the UK had printed out a load of press that he'd got him because he didn't use email. He couldn't just send it on email. He said, right. Oh, if you're going to go see Lem, can you take him like his latest press clippings? So I got like, I don't know, it's like 30 pages of press clippings. And I said, oh, Nick's given me your latest press. And he went, oh, yeah, just put it over there. And I said, put it over where? Like, where
on
top of which pile of crap?
Could you imagine?
And at this point, he's still, like, he came to the door in these bright green underpants, right? That's all he's wearing. And he's, and I'm like, oh, God. And he's walking, and then he went, oh, yeah, just any of the piles. By the way, have you seen my pants? And I'm like, where would they be? Like, it was a mission every morning to find where
pants.
He left his pants.
The same
to
pants,
put on
though.
The
it's one pair.
Yeah,
right.
Could you
imagine living in that apartment complex, and there you are downstairs doing the laundry, and Lem's next to you?
Oh, no.
He
did have...
You see my pants?
He did have bizarre relationships with his neighbors, because I remember this old lady came to the door one time, right? And he went, oh, hang on, I've got what you need.
Oh.
And he got this chicken out of the fridge, right? Gave it to her, and then looked at me and went, I brought that back from Vegas.
Oh, God!
And there comes a point where you're like, I'm not even going to ask.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even
just
know,
accept
like,
that as the story.
And I said, how are you with your neighbors? Because, you know, I mean, I really like him as a friend. I don't know if I'd want him living next door.
Right.
And he went, oh, you know, one time they started a petition to get me kicked out when I moved in. But, you know, this is West Hollywood. It's the gay district. There's some gay geezers down the hall. They loved me and wouldn't sign it. So he avoided eviction by making friends with the gays who thought he was fun.
14 years.
Yeah, that's
anyway,
solid.
So he lived in this place for 14 years. And then decided it was time to buy. So he moved to a place that was literally at the end of the street. And he went, I've mapped it out. I think it's 10 steps less to the rainbow. Which was his whole thing. So anyway, the point is, how is it that I have received three messages, your text message to Lem has failed to send, and then our mutual friend Billy, who lives in LA, has got a missed call on his list
because
of missed calls from Lemmy.
That phone number gets recycled. Someone else will get that number, not knowing it.
I don't know. Wouldn't
I've
the text
had someone
go
have
through
an old
then?
Number of mine. Also.
Wouldn't the text go through?
Yeah, the text would go through, and it just
that
makes
would just be some wrong person.
Yeah, it just makes
it would be under. It would still be under your
right,
name,
but it would be the text they sent. It wouldn't necessarily.
I thought maybe he's. I'm going to get a text message later going,
don't buy that condo. You don't know what's been in that wall. I mean, my place was an S-hole, but you're thinking of buying a place there.
Jesus Christ. You don't know what's been in that wall is a great way to judge whether or not you want a house.
It really is. I don't know
what's been in these walls.
I remember one time, this was when he was getting into ill health, I went round there, and he goes, I'm
trying to stay off the Jack Daniels during the day at least.
So I said, oh, okay. He goes, but if you want a drink, I've got some stuff in the fridge. And I opened the fridge, and there was just stacks of the cheapest red wine, right? Oh. Like loads of bottles. And I said, what have you got this for? He goes,
oh, apparently it's more healthy.
And I said, so tell me about the healthy regime. He went,
well, I'm drinking red wine during the day, and then I go up the rainbow and get back on the Jack.
So at nighttime, so he was a nocturnal drinker.
And he was a daytime drinker.
Well, it was wine. That's what girls drink. Right. Lemmy's immune to that. Yeah, that's water.
And he's like, you know, the other thing they said was, if you have Diet Coke, it'd be better for you, but it tastes like S. I couldn't do it.
And there was a period.
You guys had some great conversations.
There was a period of time where you'd go see him in his dressing room, and this was his healthy regime. He'd say,
just put Diet Coke in my fridge because I'm trying to be healthy. And you go in there and be like, oh, Ian, I can't have another Diet Coke. Go next door and get me the full fat one, will you?
You want some road chicken?
Yeah, I didn't. I never got to the bottom of why he'd brought
back. Maybe that's why he's calling.
Chicken.
He wants to explain that one last thing.
From the. Yeah.
Oh, one thing. I know it's been playing on your mind. I've got an explanation about what I brought back for the old lady. And by the way, you should see the gifts I used to bring back the gays down the end of the hall.
Those gifts.
There's something about
stuff.
The KFC in Vegas.
That's weird.
That really was weird. Yeah, like, weird.
I brought it back from Vegas. I'm like, oh, fine.
Will you put on some pants?
Just for you, love.
Yeah.
Now, push back!
Crazy. You have a weird life. It's a very strange life. Yeah. Good luck on your house hunting.
Thank you.
I hope your house is nicer than Eric's, and then he'll have to eat crow, and then you'll get into a pissing contest.
I'm not worried.
He's not worried. He doesn't think you have...
Not from these stories.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like you were off to a great start.
Well, no. There's that one place that was suspect, but everything else in the in the complex is amazing. But I'm thinking maybe that one homeowner is the one they haven't got to yet.
Oh,
maybe
they
do it through the TV. Doesn't that happen in Get Out as well? That's why he's got no TV.
Yeah, she can start rattling the cups.
They hypnotize.
Sound. Yeah.
And so that's why he's resistant, and he's like, well, if they creep up on me, I can just escape through the hole I've made in the wall.
He made a portal.
It's like,
he made a portal.
Yeah, it's like a Twin Peaks thing.
I just don't think that if I ever looked at a house, I'm like, I'm not real comfortable with what's been stored in these walls. Let's go somewhere. You automatically know you're in a murder hut.
Yeah.
Yeah, get out of there.
And they want the fans. That's the thing. You don't live with a TV.
Were they especially nice?
What's that?
The fans?
They were just fans.
That is a weird
That's
song.
An odd. Just stay away from that
one. Well, I did stay away from that one.
You can have the blankets, but I want the fans.
Yeah.
Ugh, you got some roommates that can help you with the bills and stuff?
Funny.
He does. He's got one, his wife. She helps with all the bills.
Yeah, and the general conduct of the business, because no one wants to deal with him. Jesus.
People love me, Ian. You don't even know.
No, they don't, because every time I meet listeners, which is a lot, they all hate you. All the time.
I hit the van this morning. How do we get that Ian off the air? That's what the guy told me. I was like, email Holmberg.
He was just joking. They all email Holmberg and say, we want to get rid of Eric and put Ian on all the time. Yes.
I'm thinking that.
Yeah, this guy says, so long as Ian stays out of my hetero community and keep his bloody plonker friends away from my fire island, that's fine. Live
bloody
wherever you want except here. He tried to use some English stuff.
I don't even want you living.
He said, have him go live where Brady lives. Would you ever live in Gilbert?
Oh, God, no. Yeah. What? No, it's too, like, I mean, no, it's.
I don't think he's allowed.
It's too...
Yeah, probably you're not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed out there. There'd be petitions.
Tough crowd.
It would be quiet.
It would go against the HOA.
There would be like every day you'd get like flyers for other houses for sale.
I've got a lesbian couple on my block.
Yeah. I know, and you know about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's all the chat.
Because it's all the chat.
Do they go around your house and go, you seen those two ladies?
Yeah.
I don't want to speak out of turn, but do you think there's only one bed being slept in?
I saw the bulls walking their dog today.
They don't, because I have,
do they have a lesbian
I have
dog?
Keep off the grass and no gays.
Do they have a keep off my grass gays?
Yeah.
Do you have a? Do they have a lesbian dog? That's a good question.
Yeah. Do they have a lesbian dog?
They have two.
Yeah.
Hi, bull. Bills?
Hi, Brady.
Are they really? Hey, Brady. Are they really aggressive? Because most of the lesbians that I've met, they just they have this tone. It's like everyone's like a German. All the lesbians that I've met, in terms of like how they talk about everything.
Yeah. No, they're really
you like
nice.
Your lesbians.
Yeah.
Oh, you like your lesbians.
See, I don't know who's gay and who's not in my neighborhood at all, because nobody cares. Yeah. But in Gilbert,
it's all the
blacks or gays move in. That's everybody's.
Everybody knows
where they live, who they are. They're going to keep an eye on that.
Wow. What would happen if a black gay moved in?
Oh my God, the fires would be extraordinary.
Oh my God, it would be like Philly right now.
Oh my God, yeah,
they're chipped, so we can locate them wherever they go.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah. Now he sounds like he's living in Get Out.
Yeah, no, they would. That's not.
Maybe that is Get
but
Out.
But he wants
they
to.
That's different. Gilbert people watched Get Out and they went, "Oh, I didn't know they filmed a reality show around our area. Look, we're on the TV."
Oh yeah.
Let's see how fast he can run. I bet you can outrun my car. Nope, I was wrong. I accidentally runned him over. Oh, well, house for sale.
Ian, thanks as usual for coming in once again on Thursday with the strangest stories of all time. Hope you get a new house by next week.
Yeah.
All right, good luck to you.
You going to invite us over?
Not you.
A little housewarmer?
Not you.
That sounds like I'd want to go.
Those new shipping container apartments.
Those are pretty cool.
That'd be nice for you.
We're good to go. Ian, thank you. Enjoy your show over there on the Alt Lives. It's 98 KUV. Campfield in the Morning lives on 98.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.